Doing our business. That's right, everybody. It's time to head on down south, just left of the swamp.
Just a good old boy.
Yeah, it's the man, the myth,
never meaning no harm.
It is Larry the Cable Guy.
It's all you never saw.
Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
You're getting better, B. You're getting better.
I'm still
right
a little iffy on that first line.
That's all right, though. 7:42. You want to do your magic there, Jean Marie?
The following presentation contains adult subject matter and may not be appropriate for all audiences. The opinions expressed by Larry the Cable Guy do not necessarily reflect those of the Morning Buzz or its management.
I like that you said adult, not mature. Because it's certainly not mature.
That's true.
I think he's calling on line one. Hold on. Hey, hello, Morning Buzz.
What the hell?
Hi, Larry.
He's mad. What?
Larry, you ain't got no better man in the phone.
No, we've been answering the other lines because we're taking stories from listeners who've slept with rock stars.
Have you ever slept with a rock star, Larry?
No, I had a dream I slept with the judge.
Well, you probably know him pretty well.
Judge Judy? How was that?
Judd Nelson and Judd Hirsch. I think you're bad actors. You ought to try sleeping with them somebody.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind this week, man?
Well, I'm going to do some commentary.
All right.
That's something new and different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to remind you, Larry, that you do a commentary with us every week.
That's right. You are on Thursday.
That's right. There you go.
You just go right ahead.
I know when it's Thursday.
Time to call them some bitches up in New Hampshire.
What the hell is this, Rashi? Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
You ever see a Rosie O'Donnell show?
I've seen Rosie O'Donnell a couple of occasions, yes.
Oh, God. Hate that program. It's boring.
Yeah?
I'd rather watch Christopher Reeve blink out football tapes.
You know, the man can speak. He doesn't have to blink out football picks. He can speak.
That's the coldest thing you've ever said.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it bad. I'm just saying that's how boring a show is.
He doesn't mean it bad.
I mean that in a good Christian way.
Good Christian way.
All right.
What the hell is this, Rashi?
Uh-huh.
Here, I take my buddy Eugene and his wife to the emergency room, and I got to wait for 6 damn hours.
Oh, that's awful.
Yep.
Look, it ain't my fault we was bow hunting and I thought Eugene's wife was a hog.
Where'd you get her?
She shouldn't have been crawling around in the brush looking for mushrooms wearing a brown culotte.
Guess that answers that question.
Here we go.
She knew we was hunting hogs. She should have stayed in the back of the truck with the dogs like we done told her. There I sit trying to read a country weekly next to some coffination and a bleeding whore. Listening to Eugene's wife bawling with an arrow in her shoulder all night.
Oh, Larry.
And some bum with a gimpy leg smelling like a steak park toilet come up to me, holds his red, says, Jesus loves me. I said, well, buddy, obviously he ain't never sat next to you in an emergency room before. Now sit down, Reverend Stinkbug, before I send you to intensive care. And some dude comes in smoking a cigarette and coughing up lungs. I said to him, I said, excuse me, doctor. How long do I got to wait in here? Listening to my buddy's arrow shot wife, Beller.
Yeah.
He says, looking at her, did she get shot with an arrow? I'm like, no, Dr. Numbnut, it's Halloween and she's dressed like a weather vane. Of course she got arrow shot. She ain't got to be stocking shelves at the Costco to figure that out. And she says, did she get it hunting? I'm like, did she get it hunting? No, he's at the mall and got attacked by Apaches at the Cinnabon place. Of course we was hunting. All the doctors in the world, I got Captain Obvious. So finally they seen her and pulled it out and we went home.
That's it, just like that.
The emergency room. I guess unless you're walking around carrying your head in the hands, ain't no such thing as emergency.
You ain't kidding, I'll tell you.
Oh, I tell you what.
She's okay though, right, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
She's fine.
Just checking.
She's fine.
That's good.
Like a feller yelled to his buddy deer hunting, quote, Amos, I got him. Amos, Amen. Unquote.
That's funny.
God dang you, Amos.
You got it. Yeah, we got it.
God rest Amos. Well, always a pleasure having you call us, Larry.
I tell you what, y'all something else. Y'all is something else.
You go back to sleep, Larry.
You know what? I'm gonna go back to sleep as soon as I feed the dog here.
Okay. All right.
And the cat. Got a cat here, too.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you have a lovely day, Larry.
Yeah.